Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Thunderstorms rumble across South Central Kansas. We have the story.
Trump and Harris campaigns cross paths in Wisconsin. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Tornado watches were issued for much of South Central Kansas Wednesday night, but no twisters were spotted as thunderstorms moved east into Missouri early today. The storms brought much-needed rain to South Central and Southeast Kansas last night. The National Weather Service reports up to an inch of rain in the Wichita area. 60-mile-per-hour wind and half-dollar-sized hail reported in Cowley County. No reports of any major damage from the storms.
Former President Trump held a rally in Battleground, Wisconsin yesterday, seemingly responding to President Biden's comments about his supporters. Fox's Rich Edson with more from Green Bay.
Former President Trump landed here in Green Bay. Instead of going right to the venue where he was speaking, he took a ride in a garbage truck. He wore a reflective vest, kept it on for the speech. Safety first. Now, Trump is trying to tie Vice President Kamala Harris to President Biden's comments that the only garbage he sees is Trump supporters, his demonization of Latinos. Former Packers quarterback and Hall of Famer Brett Favre also spoke in support of Trump to huge applause here. The rally was only about a block from Lambeau Field. Earlier, Trump was in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. From here, over the next few days, Trump is scheduled to travel to New Mexico, Nevada, Michigan, back here in Wisconsin, Virginia, and again to North Carolina.
And the White House says the president, when speaking, was referring to comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, who made the jokes about Latinos in Puerto Rico during the former president's Madison Square Garden rally.
Vice President Kamala Harris hit the campaign trail in Madison, Wisconsin, where protesters voiced their opposition to the war between Israel and Hamas. The vice president responded.
We all want the war in Gaza to end and get the hostages out as soon as possible. And I will do everything in my power to make it heard and known. And everyone has a right to be heard, but right now I am speaking.
An investigation has begun into an alleged ethics violation. The Wichita Fire Union alleges Mayor Lily Wu had a conversation with Fire Chief Tammy Snow, telling her to lay off 45 firefighters by the end of 2025. The city's ethics office says the investigation could take several weeks before a decision is reached. Advice will be given to the board, and they will decide what, if any, action will be taken.
A 24-year-old woman arrested on suspicion of crashing a stolen van and killing 43-year-old Mandy Buckwalter of Hutchinson earlier this week in northeast Wichita. The suspect was released from a hospital Tuesday evening, and she now faces multiple charges, including first-degree murder, aggravated burglary, and two counts of aggravated battery of a law enforcement officer. The woman was one of two people who fled in a stolen vehicle near 35th Street North and Webb. Formal charges are pending.
The date is set for resentencing for the Menendez brothers.
A judge will decide on December 11th whether Eric and Lyle Menendez, who have spent nearly 35 years in prison for shooting their parents to death in 1989, will have a chance to be set free. Attorneys for the brothers never disputed they killed their parents, but had argued they acted in self-defense after years of emotional and sexual abuse by their father, Jose Menendez. Last week, Los Angeles County DA George Gascon said his office would recommend they be given a sentence of 50 years to life, which would make them immediately eligible for parole because they were under 26 at the time of the murders. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The World Series wrapping up last night. Baseball season finished. We'll talk about that, analyze that coming up in sports.
A House candidate is hoping to make history as the first transgender member of Congress. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. The KNSS Morning News now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The United States and other mediators are ramping up efforts to halt the wars in Lebanon and the Gaza Strip. They are circulating new proposals to wind down the regional conflict during the Biden administration's final months. Negotiations have been stalled for months, and the warring parties have shown no signs of backing down. Two senior White House officials will visit Israel today for talks on halting the fighting.
Some reputed members of a gang in Minnesota are charged in a string of murders. It's part of a federal crackdown.
11 people who prosecutors say are members of a Minneapolis street gang face murder, conspiracy, and drug trafficking charges, some of them for their roles in 7 shootings that resulted in the deaths of 5 people. The reputed members of the Lowe's gang that federal prosecutors say terrorized North Minneapolis for 2 decades also face gun possession charges. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
New York's former governor could soon be facing criminal charges.
A House panel looking into the government's response to the COVID pandemic claims Andrew Cuomo lied to Congress. The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic has referred Cuomo to the Justice Department for criminal charges. The referral centers around Cuomo's statements about his involvement in a controversial 2020 report on COVID deaths of nursing home residents. A Cuomo spokesperson accused the panel of a taxpayer-funded farce and misusing its investigative authority. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A House candidate is hoping to make history as the first transgender member of Congress.
Sarah McBride already made history as the first trans member of the Delaware State Senate. Now she's the heavy favorite to make history again. McBride would be the first trans person elected to Congress and says her priorities include lowering health care costs and expanding access to abortion. McBride is facing Republican and former Delaware State Police Officer John Whalen in the race for Delaware's at-large seat. His priorities are stopping illegal immigration and reducing the national debt. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident kind of in the downtown area. So this is something you'll want to watch out for. 300 block of West Douglas, the report of a traffic accident there. Again, that's the 300 block of West Douglas. Actually, pretty close to the river there on Douglas is where that's at. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas City meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Happy Halloween. Yeah,
happy Halloween to you.
Yeah, happy Halloween to you guys, too. So what are we going to be dressed as?
I came as a radio announcer. I don't know, Ted.
I'm going as Jeff Herndon.
There you go.
Nice. And you know what I'm going to be? I am going to be asleep. That's what I'm going to be.
All right.
You know, you just well. With the hours that we work. But either way, my son and I, we had some fun this past weekend. I know today is going to wrap up a lot of trunk or treats that are going to be going on. So regardless of what it is you plan on doing, everybody need to make sure that you're just dressed and prepared for a cooler day. We had those showers and storms that rolled through late yesterday, leading to a cooler day today after a cold. Now that we're behind a cold front, 61 degrees for the high today. That's going to be the warmest that it's going to get. So whether the kids are at the bus stop this morning, maybe dressed up, getting ready to head to school, or will be trick-or-treating in area neighborhoods later on this evening. Again, just going to need an extra layer or two underneath those costumes to fight off that fall chill. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies, too. We are seeing some cloud cover right now, but that's going to gradually clear out and should be back to full-on sunshine by the afternoon. Winds will be a lot lighter, too. That will be nice. Only getting up to 5 to 15 miles an hour over the next 24 hours. Mainly clear skies tonight, and it's going to be another chilly one with a low of 40 degrees. Gradually seeing a little bit more cloud cover roll in as we turn partly cloudy tomorrow, just ahead of our next disturbance and chance for moisture. High of 68 degrees. Southeasterly switch of our winds, which will be breezy tomorrow, going to help bring those temperatures up a little bit. And then here come the rain chances. Multi-day rain events. So we'll start off with a 40% chance of showers and storms late Friday night as skies turn mostly cloudy, jumping up to a 70% chance on Saturday. Saturday going to be damp and stormy just about all day long. So far, we're not expecting anything severe, but we will need to make sure that we stay weather aware come Sunday. It looks like late in the day on Sunday, there could be some stronger embedded storms that we'll need to watch out for, with the likelihood of the damp and stormy conditions clear through the end of the weekend. 70% chance on Monday, too. After a warmer Sunday at 70 degrees, temperatures starting to come down a little bit. 67 on Monday with that rainfall continuing. Tuesday, rain chance is starting to drop off, 40% chance. Front moves through, dropping us down to a high of 58 degrees. We'll be dry by midweek next week on Wednesday. High of 60 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Right now we're at 47, still mostly cloudy, but again, things not going to stay that way all day long. And a light northwest breeze at 8 miles an hour.
So what's this business about Brown, Ted? What was that? The atmosphere turned brown yesterday afternoon. You know anything about
actually,
that?
Actually, this, Ronell, this is Jad. This is something that that I noticed yesterday, and Ted said that he'd heard as well. Yesterday, as the storm was coming through, there was this weird point of time during the storm where it seemed like everything was a weird brown outside, and we were kind of wondering if you knew the cause of that.
The only thing that I can think of is just because it's been so dry, you know, maybe as those storms moved in, they kicked up, you know, just some dirt and dust, you know, into the upper levels of the atmosphere that gave the sky that color. And then once, you know, we finally got some moisture, because whenever it rains, it takes a lot. It takes like allergens, dirt, dust. It takes all that stuff out of the upper levels of the atmosphere, and it literally cleans out our air. I'll look into that. But I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Why that something like that would happen?
That's more or less what I was thinking. But yeah,
thank you.
Interesting. Cool.
Thank you there, Ronell. Appreciate it. And happy Halloween. The KSN Storm Tracker forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Stephen, 10 in the morning, 7:14 now on this October 31st, Halloween. Of course, we had a windy, rainy day yesterday, the high 79 degrees, normal high 65, and 5,800 of an inch of rain at Eisenhower Airport. I had 8/10 of an inch in my rain gauge at home in Riverside. And on this date in 1998, the infamous Halloween flood inundated much of South Central and Southeast Kansas. Widespread rainfalls from 6 to 12 inches drenched the region. Major flooding occurred in West Wichita along the Cowskin Creek. Augusta was hard hit. Halloween flood resulted in over almost $38 million in damage. 5,300 people evacuated and only two injuries and one fatality. But it resulted in the reconstruction of a Cowskin basin there along in West Wichita. So. Interesting. Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday it poured for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And
just
remember Halloween in 98, it poured for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah. It's, let's see, today is, as I said, the 31st. On this date in 2011, the United Nations estimated that world population had reached 7 billion people. That was 2011.
Yeah, it's more than that now.
It's greater than 8 billion today. Yeah. So I'm not contributing, but somebody is.
Human race is getting at it.
Birthdays. Former CBS anchorman Dan Rather is 93 today.
Not young. 93.
I remember who was on the CBS Evening News before him. A guy named Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite. Yep.
TV host Jane Pauley, 74.
Oh, another
host of
longtime anchor.
Yeah, host of CBS Sunday Morning. And last night, as I was watching a little bit of the World Series last night, I noticed in the second row there behind the plate, Pat Sajak. Apparently, he's spending his retirement
To the ball game. He's retired. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, how about that? Well, I was going to talk about...
Is he a Yankees guy or a
I don't know. I couldn't tell. He didn't have anything that would indicate one way or the other. In the interest of public opinion, we've got an election going on in the division of our nation right down the middle. I thought we would talk about this morning about something that could divide Ted and I. We're going to find out our opinions on something that's very germane to Halloween. I was going to do it now. I'm going to wait until 7:30.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that coming up at 7:35 this morning on Halloween with Steve and Ted. 7:17 now. Let's take a look at the at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right. And we were just talking about Pat Sajak at the World Series, and the World Series wrapped up last night in Game 5 in Yankee Stadium. The Yankees had to win to keep their season alive. And looked good for a while. Yankees are up 5-0 in the fifth inning. But then, oh boy, the wheels kind of came off.
The Dodgers trailed the Yankees 5-0, and then Los Angeles scored 5 unearned runs in the fifth inning. With 2 outs after the Yankees had committed 2 errors and made a total of 3 defensive blunders, that left the Dodgers back into the game. Yankees starting pitcher Gerrit Cole, who did not allow a hit for the first 4 innings, left the fifth tied 5-5. The Yankees went back in front in the sixth on a Giancarlo Stanton sacrifice fly, but in the top of the eighth, the Dodgers scored 2 runs on sac flies by Gavin Lux and Mookie Betts and held off the Yankees 7-6 to win the World Series for the second time in 5 years.
This is the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet. Freddie Freeman, it's all yours!
Kevin Burkhardt on Fox TV. Freddie Freeman hit 4 home runs and drove in 12 during the series, including a 2-run single last night. Yankees manager Aaron Boone knew how close his team was to becoming the first to force a Game 6 in a World Series after having lost the first three. He said, "This is going to sting forever."
I'm heartbroken. I'm heartbroken. I'm heartbroken for those guys that pour so much into this. You know, the ending is cruel.
Yankees manager Aaron Boone, baseball season is over. The Dodgers are world champs. I'm Jared Max.
By the way, the winning that report from Fox, the winning pitcher, by the way, coming out of the bullpen for the Dodgers, Wichita native Blake Treinen, who worked 2 1/3 innings, the longest stint of any Dodgers pitcher last night. Scoreless work, 3 strikeouts. Blake Treinen, the Wichita native, was the winning pitcher in Game 1. He was the winning pitcher last night in Game 5. He won 2 of the 4 games.
How about that?
In the Dodgers bullpen.
Way to go.
There you go. All right, baseball season wrapping up. Hockey, the Wichita Thunder wins on the road last night down in Texas. Beats the Allen Americans 5-4 in overtime. Ryan Finnegan got the game-winning goal for the Thunder with only 12 seconds left in overtime. Woo, close. Hey, that's now a 3-game winning streak for the Wichita Thunder. Got a nice overtime win last night. High school boys soccer. We're into regional championship games today all over the state. The winners of these games all qualify for the state tournament. In Class 5A, you've got Mays South at 15-2, hosting Andover Central this evening. Salina South is 15-2, hosting Cape and Mount Carmel. And Valley Center, a 12-win team, is hosting Andover this evening. Winners of all those games head to state in boys soccer. Let's go to volleyball. JUCO volleyball last night, the number one ranked team in the nation, of course, wins again. Cowley College with a sweep on the road at Fort Scott, 3-0. Cowley volleyball team, undefeated national champions last season. This season, they're now 32-0, ranked number one in the nation. Cowley now has won 73 straight matches in volleyball. Kansas volleyball team wins. They're ranked 8th in the nation. The Jayhawks win at Texas Tech in 4 sets last night. Ryan Swanson, junior from McPherson, with 4 kills. Jayhawks are now 19-1 on the season, ranked 8th in the nation, and they are undefeated 10-0 atop the Big 12 conference standings. College women's basketball last night. We had exhibition play at Coke Arena here in town. Wichita State beating Northeastern State 81-46. Shocker defense forcing 31 turnovers, and the Shocks grabbing 20 offensive rebounds. Soccer ladies win an exhibition game last night. And up in Manhattan, 13th-ranked Kansas State. Exhibition win over Washburn, 89-36. Sophomore Zianna Walker from Wichita at a Heights High School. 11 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. 3,400 at that game in Manhattan last night. Exhibition win for the Wildcats. That's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don't forget, coming up exactly 1 hour from now, our weekly Thursday morning feature, The Minute with Mitch. We'll go to 60-second preview with Mitch of the Chiefs game coming up on Monday night in Arrowhead. So be here with The Minute with Mitch an hour from now.
7:21 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. The Food and Drug Administration has some food safety tips for the upcoming holiday. Today's holiday, Halloween. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward here on this Thursday morning. 47 degrees. An airman at McConnell Air Force Base has been arrested on suspicion of sexually abusing a child. The 20-year-old airman first class was taken into custody Tuesday on a Sedgwick County District Court warrant. Jail records show he is being held at the Sedgwick County Jail on multiple counts, including indecent solicitation of a child. He is being held on a $200,000 bond. Formal charges are pending.
The grueling campaign schedules continue for former President Trump and Vice President Harris, with just days remaining in the presidential race.
Vice President Harris is in a pair of battlegrounds today, Arizona and Nevada. First stop, Phoenix, to be followed later with an event in Las Vegas. Entertainer Jennifer Lopez will join Harris in Vegas just days after the disparaging of Puerto Ricans at last Sunday's New York City Trump rally. Lopez is a New York native, but her parents were born in Puerto Rico. Former President Trump will briefly veer from the battlegrounds for a midday rally in Albuquerque, New Mexico. From there, he will hold a second event in Henderson, Nevada, not far from Las Vegas, where the vice president will be. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
More than 250,000 people in Kansas have already cast their votes ahead of Tuesday's general election. Governor Laura Kelly cast her vote Wednesday including mail-in ballots, 340,000 have already voted in Kansas.
Residents in Anthony are voting on a land sale to allow a developer to build new homes. 12 acres is undeveloped land at Anthony Lake. City Administrator Cindra Castens says the community has been vocal on this issue.
When you do hear such a strong voice from both sides, you know, you don't know the official will of the people, and you don't know if you're just hearing a small amount of one voice and not the other. And so, you know, we're very excited to know how the vote's going to come out, just so that we feel more, you know, very confident in that we're proceeding on the citizens' behalf.
The city of Anthony is still waiting on an appraisal before setting a price for the sale.
Elon Musk's $1 million a day sweepstakes giveaway heads to court.
Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, a Democrat, filed suit this week to stop the America PAC sweepstakes, which is set to run through Election Day. Elon Musk is backing the giveaway, handing out $1 million checks once a day to one lucky winner who signs a petition supporting the First and Second Amendments of the Constitution. Election experts have been debating if the sweepstakes violates a federal law that bans paying someone to vote. But Krasner says it definitely goes against Pennsylvania law banning illegal lotteries. A hearing on the lawsuit will be in a Philadelphia courtroom. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Storms have moved out, cooler air moving in. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. After a colder start this morning, high of only 61 degrees, slightly below average. Winds are going to be a lot lighter, too, only getting up to 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
And we have a mostly cloudy sky now, 47 degrees, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Well, it looked like trouble last night when the tornado watches went up there around, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but everything tracked up to the east of Wichita, and never had any really severe weather here. But we had some rain, and we're thankful for that. Got that out of the way so the kids could go trick-or-treating tonight on Halloween.
Yeah.
Have to put a little, you know, little sweatshirt underneath your Spider-Man costume or whatever you're wearing, but there you go. And we were talking yesterday about your Halloween costume. With the toilet paper, and there was something we left undone. We're talking about something that I did, but I can't remember what it was. I've got some Halloween trivia for you today.
All right.
I'll see how sharp you are.
I'm probably not very sharp.
On Halloween. According to Sheb Woolley's song lyric, this creature is a one-eyed, one-horned, flying what?
Purple people eater.
Ah, that's pretty easy, right? How many bones
playing
are...
rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Yes.
That song has a great ending. I love that.
Yeah. Great song. How many bones are in the average human skeleton?
Oh, man.
206.
Is it 212 or something like
that? He's got it. 206. That's right.
I got six extra bones.
Oh.
Those ribs I had at Hog Wild last night.
You got 212? Oh, okay. Yeah. You ever play, by the way, you ever play Operation?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. The funny little man with the had to pick the bone out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... terrible.
Don't touch the sides.
There were about 12 bones in that, weren't there?
Yeah.
What year did Charles M. Schulz's classic Halloween TV special, It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, first air?
66?
Ah, good one. Hey, you nailed that one. Yeah, 1966. What percentage of Americans pretend they're not home at Halloween?
66.
Nope, 1 in 5. About 21%.
Only 1 in 5? Nothing.
Yeah. And let's see here. Which movie tops Rotten Tomatoes' list of the scariest movies ever? That's pretty easy.
Psycho?
No.
No?
The Shining?
No. The Exorcist.
Oh, The Exorcist.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
And here's one. How much money do Americans spend on dressing their pets up for Halloween?
How millions and millions of dollars.
According to the National Retail Federation, $700 million.
Yeah, yeah. Pets.
Now I'm gonna bring the controversial question of the day up here and see where your heart is on this, where your mind is on this, and it's pretty controversial. So yeah, now the nation seems to be divided right down the middle on so many things. So I'm gonna give you one more thing to think about as you're driving there on your way to work or wherever you're going, and that is, which is the best, Adam's Family or the Munsters? Two great funny TV shows.
That were only on the air just
Couple seasons.
Yeah.
But yet they endure to this day.
Yeah. The characters and made a movie out of it.
60 years later.
Yeah. So which do you take? I'll give you a shot, Ted. Which do you prefer?
Absolutely no doubt the Addams Family.
I do, too.
I found the Addams Family funny. I didn't think the Munsters was funny at all.
Yeah. Of course, the Munsters had Fred Gwynne playing Herman.
Which was great.
He looked like Frankenstein.
I didn't like the writing on that show.
Yeah, he wasn't that funny, was he?
Crisp.
No. Butch Patrick was Eddie Munster. Didn't we have him on the air or something at one time? Maybe not. I thought maybe
not that I remember.
Because I liked Al Lewis's grandpa in the Munsters. Al Lewis.
He was good at it, yeah.
What else did they have?
Those people were all good. I just didn't care for the
Paul
show.
Paul Lynde was on there.
Really?
Dr. Edward Dudley. That was in the Munsters. And they had that car, right? Ugly. Anyway.
Wasn't it a hearse?
Yeah. So I would go with the Addams Family as well. Morticia Addams, Carolyn Jones. And my favorite was John Astin Gomez. This guy had to be the, how can I say it? The randiest guy on TV.
Oh, yeah. He was constantly ready for romance.
He was really hot for old
with
Carolyn,
the missus. Yeah.
Morticia. Anyway, he would roll his eyes and act like that. And the way she would pretty much ignore him.
It was cracking up.
He kind of reminded me of a few married couples I've known. So you had Ted.
Well, and I just thought Lurch, the butler Lurch, just every time
Ted
he was on just made me laugh.
Ted Cassidy, what, about 6 foot eight?
Another guy would just roll his eyes at what was going on.
Yeah. How about Uncle Fester, Jackie Coogan?
See, one of the great child actor.
Yeah.
As Uncle Fester.
Ken Weatherwax played Pugsley. And
I liked him when Uncle Fester would put the light bulb in his mouth and it was light up.
How silly is this? Felix Silla played Cousin It. Cousin It, which was, which one had the hand that moved along by itself? That wasn't Cousin It, was it?
That was Thing.
That was Thing.
Thing, okay.
Thank you, Thing.
Apparently nobody played that part. All right, there you go. So you take the Addams Family. I would, too. So that's
100%.
I guess there's no controversy there at all. The Addams Family. Hmm. All right, a little more information about Halloween today. I'm just filled with information. 11% of Americans think Halloween is a harmful holiday. Around 77% say it's good, harmless fun. 12% are simply not sure. Our favorite chocolate Halloween candy is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I know that's yours, right?
I think it has to be.
Then Snickers, Kit Kats, M&Ms, and a tie between Butterfingers and Milky Way. So, Halloween.
It's hard to beat peanut butter cups and Kit Kats in my mind.
I think you're right. Any more Halloween?
Although a good Crackle or a Nestle Crunch would certainly be welcome in my bag. Mm.
Did you ever have a paid costume? I mean, the kids today.
No. No, Mom didn't want to spend money on costumes. Yeah. We just always did something homemade, which was fine with me.
I mean, the grandkids, my grandkids, they always had a new one every year, you know.
And you know what? And they smell like petroleum. Those things are all just the worst plastic, cheapest plastic ever. And you put it on for 10 seconds, and all you can smell is just this cheap plastic smell. I was like, ah, I always hated that stuff.
And depending on the weather, you could just be sweating like crazy underneath all that, a mask like that. Yeah, we never had, we always had homemade.
No, we always did the improv homemade stuff, which was great.
You have to be a hobo every year.
Not every year, but one year it works.
What else could you
exactly.
be?
Exactly.
I mean, Mom would take that little pencil and make the dots on your face, you know? So you
got a little
beard thing. Oh,
well, I was a soldier one year, and I was wearing my dad's old army jacket, and Mom gave me a beard, so she took a piece of charcoal, a briquette from. And rubbed it on my face, so I had it like a stubble. Yeah, it was great.
You take a broomstick, and on the end, you would take a bandana and fill it with stuff and tie it on there.
That's
the
way
hobos used
to
be. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, we had to be creative because we didn't have any money.
Well, yeah, you don't have to spend money to. Of course, the other one, I told you yesterday, my mom, Halloween, not her thing. Didn't care for
it. She didn't like it. No.
And she never planned in advance. So it was all stuff that we did just when we came home from school that day. All right, let's get your costumes. Let's figure this out. My sister, Ann, she one year was a Little Orphan Annie for Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And this was right when the movie had come out and everything, but not Annie after she had met Daddy Warbucks and had the nice red dress. She played Little Orphan Annie before when she was destitute and dirty. So Mom put this raggedy old dress on her.
And
Knowing probably Ann, fluffed up her hair a little bit. And, hey, you're Annie.
Knowing Ann, she probably enjoyed doing it that way.
Thought she was going to tap dance with Daddy Warbucks. No, this is Annie before she met Daddy Warbucks when she was still in the orphanage.
All right, so Halloween's tonight. Just if you go, if you make it out in your car, driving around the neighborhoods, we don't have to tell you. Be careful. I mean, if the kids are not, if they don't have tape on them or something to reflect, you reflect the light, you got to be careful. So
it was a robot one year.
A robot.
Mom took a big Safeway box.
A box, yeah, I see that.
And I cut, and I had the arms sticking out. I think she put aluminum foil around my arms.
Maybe some. All right. Maybe some buttons on it.
Something.
Yeah.
Then I have a nephew named Paul. Paul is my brother Jerry's boy. And he was about, we were out of my mom's house because we were going to have our kids trick or treat from out there, whatever. And Paul came in the door and he was about 8 years old. And he had a bathrobe on, his bat in his house slippers. He had a little beard thing written on there, and he had his glasses on. He had a little mustache, and he was carrying a newspaper.
Okay.
I said, "Who are you supposed to be?" He said, "You."
So, is there a picture of this?
I wish there was.
I'd love to see a picture of this.
I just about collapsed. And I guess he went to school like that, and they had to explain who he was. All right. That's pretty flattering, though.
That's pretty good.
Somebody goes as you do. All right, 7:41, Steve and Ted. What do we got coming up here? How about the Wichita Business Journal up there? We're going to get back to serious here for a few minutes. Wichita Dole food workers are looking to unionize.
Okay.
So that's coming up with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS, 7:46 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things. Los Angeles Dodgers win the World Series with a 7-6 come-from-behind victory over the Yankees in Game 5. Ethics investigation launched against Wichita Mayor Lily Wu for alleged comments to the fire chief. Thunderstorms bring much-needed rain to South Central Kansas. Less than an inch in most places. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volume's getting pretty heavy out there on the roadways. You can see that on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Do see some heavy traffic right now northbound on K-15, and that is right around 47th Street South. Expect to slow down there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and cooler today with a high of 60 degrees. Yesterday's high, 79. Clear tonight, the overnight low 42 for trick-or-treating. Make note, overnight low 42 tonight. Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 68 degrees. And now mostly cloudy. Northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. 47 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather brought to you by the Monarch. Whiskey lovers, go to the Monarch for nightcap specials every day from 10 till midnight. Get half-price pints and $7 signature old-fashions. The Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Steve and Ted in the Morning, Apple Intelligence is out.
Fox on set.
Apple Intelligence is here, finally. Maybe. Well, not quite. Apple pushed its upgrade for iOS version 18.1 this week for iPhones. There's a corresponding update for iPads, too. And this is the first time Apple is offering some integration with its foray into artificial intelligence, and it's not much. Firstly, it will only be available to iPhone 15 and 16 models, and after you upgrade iOS, you need to request Apple Intelligence in settings, and there is a wait. And then you will need to download some hefty files to make it work. The first features are limited to improved proofreading, photo editing, and notification summaries. More AI is said to be coming with the next iOS upgrade. Aside from AI, Apple says everyone with older phones should upgrade too because it will patch about 24 security flaws discovered in the software that runs the Safari-based web browsers. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
A down close on Wall Street Wednesday.
A choppy trading session with stocks accelerating losses in the final hour of trading as investors digested a new batch of earnings reports as well as key data that showed that the economy maintained a steady pace of growth in the third quarter. Financials were among the gainers today while technology lagged. And shares of Alphabet, parent of Google, popped 3% after the search engine giant beat expectations for third quarter revenue and profit on strength in its cloud business and YouTube ad sales. The Dow winners, American Express, Visa, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, IBM, and Apple. The Dow falling 92 points, the Nasdaq lower by 105, S&P 500 down 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Well, yesterday, Microsoft reported its quarterly sales grew 16% to $65.6 billion as the company sought to assure investors its huge spending on artificial intelligence is paying off. The company has spent billions of dollars to expand its global network of data centers and other physical infrastructure required to develop AI technology that can compose documents, make images, and serve as a lifelike personal assistant at work or home.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Workers at a Wichita plant for Dole Foods, a subsidiary of publicly traded food processing company Hormel, are looking to form a union. Petition was filed yesterday to unionize 550 employees at Dole with the National Labor Relations Board by the United Food and Commercial Workers District Union, Local 2. That's an affiliate of United Food and Commercial Workers. The filing said union members will include all production, maintenance, quality control, and shipping employees, while managers, supervisors, office clerks, and confidential employees will not be part of the union. The petition means workers will vote in a secret ballot election within the next month or two to decide whether or not to form a union.
Textron Aviation has announced a new leader of its defense segment following the recent death of President and CEO Brett Pearson. Wednesday, the company said industry veteran Travis Tyler would assume the role, which also includes the title of Senior Vice President of Defense and Special Missions, effective November 4th. An online obituary for Pearson notes he died August 18th at the age of 58. Pearson is a former naval aviator and test pilot, led Textron Aviation Defense since 2022.
In recent years, there hasn't been much in the way of a new Class A office construction that isn't owner-occupied in Wichita. But a new local development group sees an opportunity in that area. Zero Point Development, LLC, recently breaking ground on a 7,700-square-foot Class A office building on the northwest corner of Central and Webb in East Wichita. The building's shell and common areas expected to be wrapped up by March. Interior spaces available to be built to suit for a single tenant or multiple tenants. And that's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Steve, it's 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Quick question for you, Ted. Now, my wife, for decoration purposes, and I don't really get into it much, but she allowed her to buy. Okay, I didn't allow her. She bought several pumpkins to put on the front porch and around in the front there and some decorations like that. And I got to thinking, have you ever carved a pumpkin? Ever made a jack-o'-lantern?
Sure, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I haven't done it really as an adult.
I think after my daughter was born, of course, the kids, anyway, the kids were young, and I said, well, let's just carve a pumpkin. I didn't know anything about it, but it's pretty easy to figure out. You know, the little triangle eyes and the whole thing. And we had a good time.
Yeah, once you scoop out all the squishy stuff inside,
the seeds and all that.
The intense part.
But, yeah.
Once you get past that, it's pretty easy.
Put a little candle in there and make sure you don't start the house on fire. Yeah. So you did that too, huh?
Well, when I was growing up, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Today is, of course, probably appropriate. Today's National Magic Day, recognizing the thrill of seeing the performance art. Magic is a performance art, entertaining audience through the creation of illusion. And I tell you, it fascinates me because
it fascinates me as well.
Penn and Teller and those guys, some of them do that, their magic. I have no idea how they do it. And they're not going to tell you either. It's part of being a magician.
It's pretty cool.
You don't tell. But I remember as a kid, first of all,
I like to be entertained like that.
Yeah. Dale Stevens used to do that. I don't know what Dale's doing today, but he was a guy that I knew. And he'd do that. He'd entertain you with his. He was pretty good. We always enjoyed Dale's shows. And you know who else was into, well, not so much magic as magic tricks with the hands, and Gene Rumpf.
Really?
Like to do that, yeah.
I don't know. I don't
that.
Think I knew that.
Yep. And wasn't Don Hall, the late Don Hall? He did a little card trick or something. Anyway, my growing up, though, my brother Mike was into magic.
Mm-hmm.
He got for Christmas one time the Sneaky Pete Magic Show.
Oh.
Had its own little wand.
Well, that sounds pretty fancy.
And it had this little this chamber where money disappeared. And
right.
It was really kind of dope. And he put on shows for us. And, of course, I'm 7, 8 years old. How'd you do that? Of course, then Jerry and I, my younger brother, we figured out how to do it. And we stole his magic show and did it ourselves. Sneaky Pete magic show. And anyway, yeah, it fascinates me. I
love a good magic
act. Kind of telling those guys, wow. Steve and Ted in the morning here on Halloween. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, as always, we've got some information for you with Steve and Ted. Thunderstorms rumble across south central Kansas. We'll tell you about that and where they went and what happened. Ted has sports on the way. Right, Ted?
Yeah, the World Series wrapping up, so the baseball season's over. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Also, entertainment news, the Blur's coming up, too.
Yeah, good Halloween edition of the Blur. I'm looking forward to it. We've got some good audio for you. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.